Karamihan sa mga Australiano ay nakakaramdam ng mga sakit-sakit sa katawan, lalo na sa panahon ng pandemya at ngayong taglamig. Ayon sa osteopath na si Michelle Funder, 60% ng mga Australiano ang nagrereklamo dahil sumasakit ang kanilang mga katawan, habang 25% naman ang hindi humihingi ng propesyonal na tulong kaya't hindi gumagaling ang kanilang sakit.
The research that Osteopathy Australia has done into pain and pain levels of Australians is really quite alarming, and I think the overall consensus is that people really are putting up with pain, they're waiting a long time before seeking advice and looking to medication rather than to allied health or healthcare practitioners to help with their pain.
Sa ulat ng Pain Healthcare Report na kinomisyon ng Osteopathy Australia, mas pinipiling baliwalain ng ilang mga Australiano ang sakit na nararamdaman kaysa sa humingi ng tulong dahil sa takot na kakailanganin nila ang tuloy-tuloy na paggamot.
I think Australians are putting off seeking treatment for pain because generally there's some fear around what might happen as a result of that. Will they need to seek further treatment, further scans? It's a little bit unknown. I also think with recent times we have COVID, and so people are a little unsure where they should be going at this time, should they be going out. So my advice in that situation is to remember that there is telehealth as an option.
Samantala, dahil halos lahat ay nanatili sa bahay sa gitna ng pandemya, ang mga sakit sa katawan na dulot ng work from home at mga maling ehersisyo at stress ay nagdudulot din ng injury.
So some of the common injuries we're seeing after self-isolation are really the working from home injuries, because not everyone's set up properly with their computer and their desk and their chair at home. So there's a lot of postural problems, headaches, neck strain, and that's not only for the working people but also for the school kids. There's also a lot of tendon problems, sporting injuries as everyone's exercising differently. We've seen a real peak in people running and walking more than usual, so there can also be some foot and ankle injuries. And also lots of people doing home renovations that they might not normally do, so there are some acute injuries coming through because they're just not used to those types of movements, such as painting, you know, all weekend and getting acute injuries through the shoulder.
At sa pagbabalik ng ilan sa kanilang normal na pamumuhay, payo ni Michelle na may mga paraan upang ma-manage ang sakit sa katawan sa kabila ng pag-inom ng gamot. Tulad na lamang ng osteopathy na gumagamit ng whole body approach kabilang ang mga hands-on treatment, pain management, mga exercise rehabilitation at mga lifestyle at well-being support.
When you come in for a treatment with an osteopath, we can help diagnose why there is pain. We can also provide treatment, which is hands-on, but also more importantly, talk to you about what physical exercise you can be doing or specific rehabilitation, and looking at your environmental issues that might be impacting that pain, such as diet, workplace setup, sleeping patterns and things like that. And also just to remember that if you can't come and see an osteopath physically, that we do offer telehealth services.
Samantala, kung ikaw ay nakakaramdam ng sakit sa katawan, payo ni Binibining Founder na tumungo sa Osteopathy Australia website upang makahanap ng osteopath sa iyong lugar.
So for more information, I definitely recommend looking up the Osteopathy Australia website, which is osteopathy.org.au. On that website, there is a section that says find an osteo. So if you're looking for someone local to go and see, that's a great resource. Plus, there's lots of great information about how osteopathy can help you. If you want to go and speak to your general practitioner, they can also recommend or refer you to an osteopath through a CDM program, which is a chronic disease management program, which means you may be eligible for up to 5 osteopathic treatments in a calendar year with a Medicare rebate.
Hikayat din nila sa bawat Australiano, huwag baliwalain ang mga sakit sa katawan at maging maingat, lalo na sa kasalukuyang panahon.
As we head back into our normal routines, it's just really important to remember that our bodies might not be the same as what they were 3 to 4 months ago. So generally, just take it a little bit slower. Make sure you progress back to what you were at. Pop in and see your local osteopath to get some advice. That's a really great approach to making sure you stay injury-free as we come out of isolation.